In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The text is the epistle which you heard read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, especially the 26th verse. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Dear beloved in Christ, when you commune, you are preaching a sermon. A sermon that is loud and clear to the world and to even heaven and to the demons as well. A picture paints 1,000 words. Words or actions speak louder than words. And you preach when you commune. You preach at least 3 things. That sin is serious business with horrendous consequences. You preach that God's death and resurrection has brought you and us all into holy communion with God. And third, you preach, at this great feast, our host has picked up the tab for us. This feast teaches sin is serious business. For in this feast, it is the true body and blood of Jesus, which we must acknowledge. This is his real body and blood here, or we dare not receive it. It's his true body and blood. And when body and blood are completely separate from each other, like when body and soul are completely separate from each other, then what we have is death. For you can't have your blood outside of your body, all of it. You can't have your soul outside of your body and still be alive. Sin has this horrendous consequence, death. Body and soul, blood and body separated. This separation began when our first parents, sacramentally, if you will, ate that forbidden fruit. And thus won for themselves and all their children separation. Adam and Eve first from each other, that's why they put on clothes to hide from each other. Then they hide from God, they're separated from him and fear him. Then sin stood as this insurmountable barrier. It banished them from paradise. It meant that work would be hard, that bread would come by the sweat of one's brow. Adam was cursed to eat bread through toil and sweat, and you know it every day. And yet Christ, at that moment of rebellion, took action, put in place a plan. He would restore us to paradise. He would pay the full debt of our sin. He would stomp on Satan's head. And he would transform that bread of toil into the sweet, wonderful, very wonderful bread of immortality, the bread of forgiveness and life in his very own body, given for you to save you. He would do this. He would transform himself into this bread by being that grain of wheat that did not remain alive or apart, but was buried in the ground through his death on the dead tree, and then would rise into a whole host of life. Life for you and me and all. His death alone made possible the life you receive through bread and wine, his body and blood. So God chose a dead tree to undo the separation that came at that beautiful tree of the tree of knowledge there in the garden. And he restores us then to paradise. That cross, that tree of life, brings healing to all the nations. Sin is serious business, but Jesus has undone it through his horrendous, awful death, but he did it willingly to deliver to you his life. And God's death and resurrection, then, as Paul calls it here, notice that, he says, you preach God's death. God's death. For this is not just a man dying, and his death, God's death, now restores, brings back into communion that which is separated before by sin. So where did you see Jesus in his ministry? Again and again, he's sitting at tables with sinners. People snickered and laughed at him and pointed at him because he ate with sinners. If you wanted to find Jesus, go find a bunch of sinners, and there he is. And thanks be to God, that's where he still is. He calls us sinners to gather at his table, and it's there with sinners that he gives his body and blood to us. Heaven brought down to earth to put us into holy communion with Almighty God, the God who saves us and redeems us. And you know what? When he does that, we are not just with all our fellow sinners made saints by the body and blood of Jesus, but the author of Hebrews says, that loneliness, that separation that we know every day of our life, it's undone here. For here, we come to Mount Zion. Listen to what the author of Hebrews says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, that's you, who have been born at baptism, who are registered in heaven. You come to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Did you get that? Here, God brings us into communion through the body and blood of Jesus, not only with himself and not only with our brothers and sisters here on earth, but also with our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, who are now made holy and perfect in God's sight. Here we are at the table with them. They're right beside us, looking at the same Jesus, delighting to eat with him. And we're with them. If you are lonely or heartbroken by the separation of this broken world, hurry here to Jesus, who brings us back together again. It's Jesus who is like Joseph, who made a table for his brothers who had sold him into slavery, and he laughs and rejoices with them and hugs them and feeds them and cares for them. So Jesus does for us who have sinned against him. It was the Lord who ate with Moses and Aaron and Aaron's sons and the elders of Israel. They're letting them see the true God, and they ate with God and lived. So here, Jesus undoes the separation, the loneliness of our brokenness in beautiful, holy communion. And finally, Jesus forgives. He picks up the tab. It's not a potluck, this supper, this feast that our Lord throws, nor, thanks be to God, is it Dutch treat. No, he's paid it all for you, and only for you. He comes to you, each of you, individually, in his body and blood, to cleanse you from the inside out, to heal your brokenness, and to fill you with his forgiving love, that you might be able, by his forgiveness, to forgive one another. For you're connected to the God who reigns over heaven and earth. So, dear friends, you got some preaching to do tonight. You preach the Lord's death until he comes. Here, as you receive Jesus' body and blood in the bread and in the cup, and you tell the world, and you tell the demons, and you tell the angels, sin is serious business, but it's been undone in Christ. Our separation has been undone by God's death and resurrection in our place, taking all the brokenness away. And our host, he's picked up the tab for us. Thanks be to God, in Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.